While Karen and Sarah get ready for our final round, it's time for us to meet our next special guest. He's a comedian who's recently on tour with Dave Chappelle, and his Netflix special is called The Vagabond. Please welcome Mo Amber.
Hi.
Welcome to Ask Me Another. So, Mo, when you were 9 years old, your mother and sister and you fled from Kuwait to come to Houston.
Right.
And then 5 years later, you were actually doing stand-up at 14 years old in front of your class at school?
Correct.
How did that happen? Why was that okay?
You know, it was a tough time. We fled war in Kuwait. We ended up in Houston, Texas, which is a, you know, natural destination for refugees. it was a very difficult circumstance. And I saw stand-up for the first time when I was 10 at the rodeo. And I told my brother, I was like, this is what I'm going to do for a living.
Yeah.
He was like, you're crazy. And then 4 years later, or 5 years later, excuse me, my father passed away. So I really stopped caring about school or just anything, really. And my English teacher, who said, don't you want to be a comedian? How would your father feel if you don't graduate? Just really pierced my heart. She goes, listen, you go up in front of the class right now and recite a monologue from Shakespeare, and I'll let you do stand-up on a weekly basis in class. But the deal is that you can't skip. I was like, oh my God, this is the best deal I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I just walked up in front of the class and I wiped the tears in front of my eyes and I grabbed the English text and I just walked on stage or walked in front of the class, excuse me, and I was just like, to be or not to be? That is the question. So I just, from then on, and then the next day I started doing stand-up and I was like, oh my God, I gotta write a whole set. And I did. And then I kept writing regularly, and I kept doing stand-up regularly every week in class, and my teacher was just like, oh my God. She grabbed me, literally grabbed me by forearm, I'll never forget it, took me to the theater arts department. She's like, this kid's been coming to class every week writing original content. I think he belongs here. And that completely changed my life. I was honorary thespian at that point. I mean, like, I was like doing... You know, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. I've learned I could sing, and I was doing musical theater, and she completely changed my life. And then I graduated at 17, I graduated early, and I started doing stand-up right out of the gate.
That's amazing.
Here it is.
I can't believe you went on the high school circuit.
Yeah, I did. I would get out of other class. It was like the dream. I would leave class. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm leaving. I'm like, where are you going? Oh, I got to go do stand-up in Spanish. I got 3 shows today. So we got a quiz. It's fine. Everything is fine.
You've said that comedy for you is like therapy. Like, everyone has a different reason why they do it, I feel. Mm-hmm. So in what way do you mean that?
I mean, to have the ability or the platform to speak truths that just gnaw at you on a daily basis, minute to minute, to be able to take it on stage and to make it hilarious, hopefully at least, is very rewarding. And there is something that happens inside of me that knows that this is where I belong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just this space where I grew up in a world where you don't talk about politics, you know, don't say this, don't say that. You know, we fled war. My mom's fled 2 or 3 at this point, you know? So I lived in that world for so long, it was really detrimental to my own soul and being. And I found stand-up to be one of the most rewarding things that I could do in life. Because I've had therapy. I've been married almost 13 years at this point. And I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
But it's not like stand-up. It's like the guy on stage, Chappelle's the one who taught me this. He was like, man, the guy on stage is the guy who's real. It's like Larry David, his show. He's like, no, that's actually me. Who I'm on the street when I'm out of the show is actually the fake dude. This is the real dude.
Right.
And that's something like that's really, really special when you can truly do that. And it takes a long time. You don't just walk on stage and you're just real right out of the gate.
That's fantastic. Now, you've toured the world. You have been on tour with Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of different audiences. People have different reference points. So what, from your point of view, is your surefire material to go to that you know will work regardless of people's background or where they live?
The trick is about stand-up is that if you're not real, I don't care if you're in Cape Town, South Africa, or in Temple, Texas, people will sniff that out.
That's so true.
It really doesn't matter what location you're in. It matters what state of mind you're in. It's meditation. That's what does it for me. It doesn't matter where I am.
Okay, Mo.
Uh-huh.
You used to work at a flag shop in Houston, Texas. You have no idea how excited we were to learn that.
You have no idea how, you know, scared I am for...
No.
I'm ready.
For your Ask Me Another Challenge, I'm going to describe a flag, and you're just going to tell me the country.
All right. I mean, I've never done this before. Describe. I like to see. I'm a visual person,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay, well, it's going to be great.
All right.
This country's flag is white with a red circle in the middle representing
Japan.
The sun. That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
This Mediterranean country's flag has a cedar tree in the center, which represents...
Lebanon.
Yes, that's right.
Boom. Oh, Lebanese people came out. Or one guy who likes hummus. I'm not sure.
This country has the only flag in the world that isn't four-sided.
Nepal.
Whoa!
I'm out. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to give the rest of the clue just so the listeners can be like, I needed more. It's made of two right triangles, which represent the Himalayas and also Hinduism and Buddhism, the country's two main religions. But you got it after just the first line.
Well, it's the only one that doesn't have it. I always find it to be funny. Nepal's like, oh, yeah? Two triangles in your face, everybody.
Right.
You know, I didn't know that's what they stood for, so that's really cool.
This country's flag has a blue background with six white stars, and the United Kingdom's flag is in the...
Australia?
Yeah, that's right.
New Zealand and Australia, pretty much the same flag, but when you said six stars...
Knew Southern Cross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the United Kingdom's flag in the upper left corner, like a picture-in-picture.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do in my special.
That's
it's
right.
Like, it's like FaceTiming their flag. Yeah. Australia, are you here? I get a lot of gratification of making fun of the British. I don't know why. Maybe because they occupied the whole world at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Figured, you know.
This is your last clue. This country's flag kind of looks like the Italian flag, but the center bears an eagle with a snake in its beak.
Mexico.
Yeah, perched on a cactus. Mexico. You did incredible.
Pretty good.
I was so happy to play this game with you, and you did it. You earned a Rubik's Cube, and you're also just a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Comedy special is called The Vagabond. It's streaming now on Netflix. Give it up for Mo Ammer.
Thank you, guys.